Next to that, the village hall, red-bricked and proudly declaiming its temperance movement heritage. A little further on, she passed the garage, where she'd bought her first car, and then the warm, inviting lights of the Little Orchard tea shop. She briefly glimpsed a couple of occupied tables through the bay window, and a shiver of anticipation went through her. Of all the decisions she'd made over the past few months, taking on a new job was the one that she'd agonized hardest about. But this move was intended to be a fresh start, a change to nearly every part of her life, and there was no doubt that managing a tea shop would provide plenty of change. As she drove closer towards her new home, the sprawling land and buildings of the local cider farm, once a shed and a shop, now a thriving multinational business, loomed into view. Apart from the more dominant presence of the cider farm, so little in the village had changed. Anna found it difficult to believe that she had. But she was 36 years old, with a D-cup bra, a C-section scar, and a 3-year-old daughter. She was hardly the same hopeful girl who'd left the village to pursue education, a career, and later, love. Love. Anna swallowed hard. They'd have been married 10 years this spring. But she pushed that to the back of her mind. Today was about taking the next step in her new life. She felt a small stirring of excitement as she turned up Flowerdown Lane, which was a pleasant spot a little away from the main part of the village. Pippin Cottage was the last house on the right, one of only 4 houses. It was painted white, with dark beams running from top to bottom. A curved oak door was set into the centre of the front of the cottage, protected from the elements by a slightly rickety porch. 3 windows adorned the first floor, and 2 further windows sat either side of the front door. The slate roof had been repaired extensively, but still retained its aged charm. The front garden was enclosed by a stone wall with a rusty wrought iron gate. At the end of the lane was an orchard of neatly ordered apple trees, their branches lying dormant now, but promising new life when the spring arrived. Anna had chosen the cottage because it was close enough to the village to feel connected, but, being the last house on the lane, it also had a pleasantly secluded feel. She'd only viewed it once before putting in an offer, and she'd nearly been put off by the estate agent, who had been brusque to the point of rudeness, while he showed her around. But she'd always wanted to own a cottage, and this one was practically the stuff of dreams. The fact that her absolute worst nightmare had come true and allowed her the freedom to buy the place was an agonizing irony that tormented her, nearly 2 years on. The sharpness of loss pierced her heart once again, and she had to draw in a calming, steadying breath. "Are you ready, darling?" Opening her car door, she went to the back to get Ellie out. The little girl took approximately half a second to look around before she bounded through the garden gate and raced up the garden path.
"Come on, Mummy!"
she called from the porch. Anna pushed the car door shut and looked at her daughter, hopping impatiently from foot to foot on the doorstep. It was time. "Well, as soon as you hear from them, please can you get them to give me a ring?" Anna pressed the end call button to the removal company and yet again cursed the fact she'd shoved her mobile phone charger in the last box that had been loaded onto the lorry. Only a few minutes behind her when they'd left, they still hadn't turned up. Chucking the phone down on the lamentably empty kitchen worktop, Anna jumped as a deep bark rent the air, and almost immediately, fuzzy black and white fur flying, a border collie erupted from the hall into her kitchen. This was followed by an unmistakably outraged female voice.
"Sethi, come back here now!"
Despite the cold December day, Anna had left the dark oak door open to let in some light and a little fresh air, and as she made an abortive grab for the dog's collar, she noticed its owner silhouetted in the doorframe. Dark-haired, pale-skinned and slender, as she turned towards Anna and dropped her hand from the door, Anna saw a generous red-lipped mouth and the most startling blue eyes she'd ever seen. The girl was clad in dark jeans and an oversized striped jumper, combined with ballet pumps that were totally unsuitable for the December weather.
"I'm so sorry,"